While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Well, good morning and welcome, Joe Gigante, your regular Joe, here with you at 9:06 a.m. Central Time, which means, of course, in the West Indies, it is 10:06 a.m. Zimbabwe is 5:06 p.m. Kyiv, or Kiev, whichever you want to call it, in the Ukraine, that's where we have envoys talking Russia to death, or at least attempting to. It is 5:06 p.m. I mean, that's the plan, right? We're just going to keep talking until they're like, please shut up. We'll stop. In Moscow, part of the former and future USSR, 6:06 p.m. And in Beijing, China, yes, the one and only, 11:06 p.m., where there will be a future for SeaWorld, brought to you by Hunter Biden. Built likely by the enslaved Uyghurs, but hey, nobody really cares. Just ask a top Democratic donor. He'll tell you all about it. We told you about it yesterday. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, brought to you at the top of each and every hour, so that one can never misplace, never misunderstand, or possibly file in the back of their mind the scum and villainy that is the Biden Crime Family, where they love to peddle influence, make the big dollars, and let you suffer, just like the Uyghurs. Kind of an interesting parallel there. You can be a part of it. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. You, of course, can email me at regular.joe@mwcradio.com. regular.joe@mwcradio.com. And, of course, text messages can go to 79489, 79489. So, lots going on. Today is the big day, right? The big performance. Yesterday, I jokingly said, and I did confirm it later, but I said, oh, I wonder if this big press conference, only the second formal press conference in 12 months, almost 12 months, of Joe Biden squatting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And I said, oh, probably at 4 o'clock. After all, he's got to get to the early bird special. And, you know, he likes to be in bed at a decent time, nothing too late, 6:30. And sure enough, it's at 4 o'clock. Now, just to be clear on that, at 4 p.m. Eastern time, when this is going to happen, that means that, for instance, in Hawaii, it is going to be like 10 o'clock in the morning when he's doing this press conference. President of the United States, right? That's what we're told. President of the United States doing a formal press conference at 10 in the morning. Or on the West Coast, it's going to be, you know, 1 in the afternoon. So, I mean, just, I mean, there's no prime time is all I'm saying. There's no, because you would think that you'd want to have the attention of the American people, that with the marking, which tomorrow will be 12 months exactly, which, yes, to be clear, for all the left-wing nuts, I was wrong. I thought he'd be out after 6 months. But then again, Kamala Harris did help make it such that, you know, he got a little extra time in office because they're like, what a train wreck. We had no idea. But either way, it marked 12 months squatting in the White House. So this is kind of an august thing, right? You'd think he'd want to take his victory lap. I mean, after all, Jimmy Carville was saying, well, you got to tell him all kinds of stuff. Like what? Let's see that list. But nonetheless, that is tonight. So that's a big deal. At the Campaign and Elections Committee of the State Assembly is holding a hearing today. Now, I had teased out that Peter Berninger was going to be there, and apparently he is ill, so he's not going to be there. But for any that have seen any of Peter's presentations previously, he has a lot of great information on what potentially was behind the rigging of what went on in 2020. But Jay Valentine and Jeff O'Donnell, both data experts, will be testifying today in front of the Campaign Elections Committee. And tomorrow we're going to have Janelle Branchin on, the chair of the committee, to talk about what went on today and what to preview. Now, understand, this is all in light of this story, which I did post last night on my socials, a story out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where the effeminate speaker, Robin Voss, just once again proved why I describe him as I do. Instead, I mean, he's supposed to be the big man in control, the big leader, right? Claiming he doesn't really know what the Campaign Elections Committee is doing with its hearing today and a resolution that it has. The resolution is to empower Michael Gableman on certain levels of his investigation. So you would think, since, after all, he has Gableman reporting directly to him, he might be in the know. So my question is, are you completely incompetent, Mr. Voss? Of course, he'll deny that because he's the man in control. He'll tell you anytime. It's his fiefdom. So if that's the case, so then why are you throwing your own people under the bus? Why is it that you're saying that you won't authorize the lawyer that is needed to defend Janelle Branchin and the committee between legal challenges that are going on into the investigation that you led the assembly to vote to authorize last year? Because you can't have it both ways. So to me, this story by Patrick Marley once again exposes the kind of the tin pan despot that Robin Voss is as the speaker. We don't need this in our leadership in the Republican Party. He has been at the head of the delays and the lack of effort to get to the bottom of November 2020. It is now January 2022. You may recall I predicted they would slow walk this into the 2022 elections. Now, the 2022 elections are extremely important. But as TheFederalist.com has a story today by Bob Anderson with the headline, it doesn't matter that voters hate Joe Biden if Democrats can rig elections. And he makes some great points in there. So this is a real problem. We have some real important races. Matter of fact, we're to speak to someone in a few minutes that's jumping into one of those races. After the break, we'll have him on. We have the Attorney General's race. We have the U.S. Senate race. We have the governor, the lieutenant governor, not to mention a number of state senators, state assembly, and, of course, all members of Congress. So you'd think this was something they would actually be serious about and want to get to the bottom of. But when you read this article by Marley, taking direct quotes from Voss, so, I mean, he can claim what he wants, but, I mean, these are direct quotes. Certainly seems like he's playing politics and not working from a point of principle or wanting to resolve it, which, of course, all of this becomes that much more important, as I said, because we'll be replacing our attorney general. We are going to send Josh Call packing. That's very important. Because no matter what we do in terms of investigation, he's not going to do his job. We know that much. So it becomes that much more important. But we cannot continue to have this bottleneck, single point of failure that is Robin Voss. When we get back, we are going to talk to Adam Jarkow, who will give you some breaking news on the election front in terms of the race for attorney general, plus your calls at 888-455-1360.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.